Hey, Derek, here we are again, running into the fog together. How are you today?
I'm doing fine. You know, it's October, and that means cooler temps in the morning out here in Wisco.
What number show is this? Do you know off the top of your head?
I do. I looked that up. It's episode 70, actually. 70.
Oh, that's a pretty good milestone. Is Rocky winding down his flag football season?
Yes, Mike, if you're tuning in for the first time, I'm back to coaching kindergarten flag football with my youngest son. And let me just say, I've been a part of teams running dozens, if not into the low hundreds of people. And those exercises are way easier than wrangling 12 kindergartners. So it is giving me a whole new perspective on sort of managing big tasks. But yeah, we have two games left.
My wife Tina just bought a bunch of big yellow foam fingers that say we're number one, and we're gonna all come to Rocky's game on Thursday night. I think he's playing on Thursday, correct?
Tomorrow night. Yep.
All right.
Early game though. You got to put it on your calendar. Be out here starting at 5:15.
5:15. We'll be there with foam fingers on. Well, we've got a really exciting guest today, Derek, and I'd like to introduce you to my new friend, Justin. Justin Spears is the founder and CEO of MXI Consulting. Meet my brother, Derek. Justin, welcome.
Hey, Derek. Thanks for having me on the show. Good to meet you.
Yeah, you too, brother. It's always good to make new friends using this environment to do so. So welcome.
Thank you.
Well, Justin, we've got some exciting stuff on tap for today. You and I have talked a few times getting ready for this, and we've had a little bit of a hiatus with Running Into the Fog this late summer, early fall. So you're kind of kicking off a special mini series on artificial intelligence and machine learning that we're going to be doing. And you're the first guest in that series. So we'll be doing a little more regular get-togethers on this. And we've got a bit of a software demo planned, which you were nice enough to pre-record for us. We'll be showing in a few minutes. But I guess before we do that, tell us about who is Justin Spears, what does MXI Consulting do, and give us a little bit of an intro to that, and then we'll show them what some of the techniques you use around generative AI and how you help your clients use AI and leverage that as an unfair advantage.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm Justin. Who am I? So I'm somebody who loves business, loves theology, loves working with people, has a high value for people. So, you know, kind of my career to this point, life to this point, really kicked off during my time in the U.S. Navy, where I was a hospital corpsman. And, I got to learn some great stuff in medicine, and I got to do some amazing things serving our country. And it really opened my eyes up to some organizational management and business management as well. And so leading to my transition out of the military, I was really wondering, what's next here? And so it led me to seminary. That was a lot of fun. Did my master's in intellectual leadership. Again, focusing, how do I want to lead people? How do I want to lead organizations? How do I want to help people out? Use that as a solid foundation, building on my time in the military. And then ended up going to do my MBA in entrepreneurship and innovation, specializing in technology. So I combined those two, worked with some universities, worked with some tech companies, some schools, had a lot of fun over the years working to help grow companies. So really enjoyed that. It's kind of like a culmination of everything I've done in the military and my education along the way. And it's continued to build and build to really help, I think, impact a number of people out there that have the vision of, starting businesses or growing businesses. So that's really where I like to focus. And I've enjoyed the process along the way. And so we'll jump into what am I doing at MXI Consulting? So kind of just talking about, my life along the way. Is I've developed some, or not really developed, I've integrated some different strategies and strategic planning and design thinking. I've learned a lot of these really awesome tools over the years. And so the things that I've implemented in my own personal life to help navigate transitions out of the military, regional moves, things like that, switching industries from higher education to tech and back, a lot of these tools that I've used is what I'm using in my professional life. So it's really personalized for me. Is it's not just a tool that, you know, people use in a business. It's my life has been successful. My marriage has been successful. My relationship with my kids have been successful because these are the same tools that I use in businesses. And I've had some great ventures. You know, I worked at a university, which is great, focusing on a big ERP rollout and a new program, growing the university, and did the same thing as, you know, at a software tech company, helped start a charter school in California. So a lot of these things that, you know, I've learned over the years, I wanted to first test them out. And then now that I've seen them working really good, you know, it led me into consulting about 6 years ago. And that was the foundation of, originally it was MetaX Innovation Consulting. But with the birth of Meta, I switched it to MXI Consulting now that I can get better brand recognition there.
I like it. Yeah. I like the name. That's pretty cool. And, you know, you came to us through Kurt Hallbeck, who I believe you met through a Fractionals group. And, you know, you serve as a Fractional Chief Growth Officer, I understand, for a company in Florida. Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah. I met Kurt through Fractionals United, which is a great thing. I'll hit on that real quick. You know, since COVID, I've seen a huge just launch of Fractionals across the globe, across a variety of industries. So, you know, as I was serving in a corporate capacity previously and then took my consultancy full scale, you know, I looked in there, I was like, okay, maybe I'll look at some fractional opportunities. There's a couple clients that I represent as a fractional role. And so it was really unique, some of the resources that they had. And I met Kurt, which was great. And leading into a fractional role was a long-term client of mine, now business partner, where I serve as the fractional chief growth officer for a Orlando-based veteran-owned startup called M3D VR, specializes in medical, hardware, software, and entertainment simulation technologies.
That's super cool. Well, I see we've got an active chat out there. Alan Michael says, thank you for your service, by the way, Justin, for your time.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you, Alan.
And that reminds me, audience, we have a bit of a format announcement here for those of you who are joining us for the first time. This first half is called Unthinkable. And we want to prompt you all to think about some things that you don't necessarily think you've thought of before. And so in the next 20 minutes or so, the time we have remaining here on social, feel free to enjoy all that anonymously. But if you want to stick around for the second half, you got to go to openrecon.com and register. Register at Open Recon for Running Into the Fog, and then you'll get credentials to join the bridge. So all of those of you who are currently on the bridge as attendees, that's when your chance to talk with Justin one-on-one comes up. So I need three volunteers from those of you on the bridge to jump in and join the panel with us. You'll stay on for it's great fun to see what our audience comes up with, Justin, when Derek and I run out of questions for you and the audience is just getting started. So that'll be a lot of fun. I need those three volunteers, though, to step forward as soon as possible so that we can get you slotted in and sequenced. Now, you've got a bit of a demo for us today that you put together. Tell us a little bit about what we're going to be seeing before we show it, and then we'll show the demo here as soon as you give us a little bit of a pre-roll intro.
Yeah, absolutely. So to preface the demo there, so one of the things that I've really focused on over the last year, following my exposure to some AI in during my time in the military, was, you know, as I work with startups and scale-ups, how can we leverage AI to create what I call the unfair advantage, with a capital AI and unfair, to help companies get over hurdles, you know, go after some of the bigger pain points, the more common industry pain points in startups and scale-ups. You know, how do we emulate larger companies? How do we emulate, you know, SMEs and C-suites and things like that, so that, you know, we're able to make our dreams become successful? You know, entrepreneurship is high risk, high work. It's a great dream. And so I've really spent a lot of time over the last year diving into that. And again, like I mentioned about, you know, strategy and the services I use, I've embodied it in my own life. So, you know, I have some AI bots that, you know, I've used AI to learn how to program. I do not have an engineering background at all, and they're working, which is great. A lot of testing that went into them. So I have a number of them that help me out in my business, from generating copy and marketing material. I've trained some of them how to act as my chief marketing officer, even a chief strategy officer like myself, where I've developed questionnaires for discovery. I've developed grading criteria for these AI bots to hold them accountable. And then recently, as we're going to see on the demo here, is I found ways to get them to interoperate where, you know, rather than me having to hold them accountable, you know, I can click buttons all day and now I'm doing more of a quality check and a retrain. So I have them on a schedule to, you know, check and retrain regularly. But getting them to interoperate is pretty wild. You know, now you've got AI generating prompts to tell AI, you know, what they've created, and then AI doing a quality check on it and saying, oh, revise it, doing it this way. So now they're training each other. And so that's what this demo is about.
Derek, I want to hear you all about you training your AIs to prompt one another and hold each other accountable. I think that's just an awesome way to describe it, Justin. I'm kidding. I'm kidding around with my kid brother here, though. So what do you think about that, Derek?
Well, Justin, as we got started to launch today, I shared with you what I am. I'm a people person and a numbers guy, and I don't know the first darn thing about AI in general. And I think, you know, a lot of people maybe are like me, you know, that they either feel intimidated by AI overall, or they don't know where to begin. And so, you know, what I think our listeners, if anybody describes themselves like that, and here I am kind of exposing my vulnerability a little bit and admitting it, you know, there's a lot of ways you could do that. Hey, could you set up AI bots to help you manage investment options for your 401k? Could you do any number of things that would help you in your personal life, much less your professional aspirations? So I look forward to seeing the demo, and I look forward to jamming on some of those topics with you today.
Those are great questions, Derek. You know more than you think about AI. You can even spell it.
Yeah. I still like to call the artificial the augmented, because, you know, maybe it's my people person coming out, but I think when you can combine, you know, the artificial and the human to get augmented, you end up with a better outcome.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. By the way, I see Kurt Hallbeck in the audience. Kurt, welcome. Glad you're able to make it in time for the demo. Hopefully you can stay for Unspeakable the second half. With that, I'm going to ask
you, Kurt.
You two to mute, rather, and then I'm going to try and get this thing rocking. One sec.
Hey everyone, I'm Justin, founder of MXI Consulting. Thank you for having me on the show. Today, I'm thrilled to introduce you to ChatBoss and the MXI Copywriter. These team members of mine are going to help us announce the launch of our new Knowledge Vault. It's a treasure trove of insights and resources aimed at helping businesses accelerate their growth. So today, I'm going to show you how I use cutting-edge AI technology to generate content and then refine it using multiple AI bots that are trained to interoperate with each other. So let's dive in. First up here in ChatGPT, this is ChatBoss. ChatBoss emulates me as my chief marketing officer and chief strategy officer. In our other tab here, we have our AI master copywriter. So this AI bot here that we programmed and trained acts as a master copywriter. It will provide both, not revisions, but feedback and a prompt to use in ChatGPT to teach ChatBoss how to be better. All right, so first up, let's make sure ChatBoss is paying attention here. So I'm asking if it remembers what we're doing here today. All right, so it's ready to get to work. So now that ChatBoss is ready, let's get things done here. Let's generate a LinkedIn post to promote the new Knowledge Vault. I'll get ChatBoss working on this. All right, and there we have it. Our initial copy is created here. So now what we're going to do is we're going to get this over to the MXI copywriter. So the same thing we do with ChatBoss. Let's make sure that they're ready. All right, so we know that they're ready to go. So now what we're going to do is we're going to copy the content here that ChatBoss created. And we're going to give it over to Copywriter. Put it in quotes so it knows exactly what was created. We hit submit. Now that we have it under review, we're just going to wait to hear their feedback. All right, as you can see, our copywriter here has gone through, reviewed everything, made some prompt. Get a prompt down here at the bottom on how to revise it. So we copy that, get it back over to ChatBoss here. We submit the prompt. All right, so now ChatBoss is revising this to make higher quality, more comprehensive, more effective copy. All right, so as you can see, talking about a deep dive here, some tailored strategies, some cutting edge tools that they'll get from the Knowledge Vault. Has a link right here that's already ready to go with the URL. All right, so and then it asks me, you know, let me know if we need to make any further adjustments. I think this looks pretty good. So I'm going to tell it, I think it looks pretty good. I'll ask it for some more feedback. If not, we'll tell them they're done with their job. All right, now ChatBoss is saying farewell. So as you can see, this workflow allows us to create high quality, optimized content in a matter of minutes. It's a game changer for any business leader or content creator out there. Few points about this demo. I've trained both ChatBoss and my copywriter using my knowledge base of company documents, industry education, and trends. I've also trained them how to interact with each other to create the highest and most efficient content. This has made me an operator of AI, where I train these bots just like I would new employees. So this is what I call an unfair advantage for AI integrated businesses. And with that, I thank you for watching the demo today.
All right. Super cool, Justin. So you had to train those chatbots, both copywriter and ChatBoss, on you so that it sounds like you or has your sort of voice. Is that the right way to describe it?
Yeah, so with AI, we call it tone and language. And so it does simulate or emulate my tone. And so I actually have a plugin. I didn't use it in the video because it ties up a lot of bandwidth when you're recording. But so I do have a plugin integrated into my AI bots where I can converse back and forth. It can speak to me rather than just text and typing. So I have trained it how to sound like me using similar tone, similar engagement. I have different bots that I've trained for different tones to even replicate other people. So there's some, so like for this one, my background is not in marketing. You know, I've done a lot of marketing on my own, but that's not, you know, my specific expertise. And so I used some knowledge content or knowledge base to share with my AI bot on what are copy trends, what are marketing trends today, how are people using hashtags and emojis, how are you engaging uses bold versus non-bold font, even the placements, the spacing, things like that, words to look at, how we're refining call to action nowadays compared to how it was 5 years ago. It's very different. And it varies for a platform. So like when I first prompted it, I said, I'm going to do this on LinkedIn. If I had said, generate a copy to make this announcement on Facebook, it would be different because I've trained it to I've trained it by uploading documents and providing a knowledge base on these social media platforms. They have, each of them have different algorithms and SEOs and things like that. And so, yeah, so it's not just myself. I mean, there's a lot of my content that I use, from strategic plans to all of my market research analyses like SWOTs and PESTs, competitive intelligence models, things like that. My KPIs that I generate for companies and clients, even down to my design thinking strategies and sprints that I host for myself and clients. So I've trained it on that, different AI bots, so that it gains as much knowledge as I have. But I've also gone a step further of, this is what I've produced based off of that body of knowledge. So I want you to make the same. And also tell me how I can make mine better. So it's really invoking the lifelong learner strategy here of, I'm training it, but at the same time, it'll train me. It has such a knowledge base now that we have open web access for AI that, you know, there I can't keep up with the amount of information and knowledge that's out there. So I have coffee every morning with ChatBoss for about an hour, just going over, and it's built into a schedule. Every morning we sit down, we have coffee, we talk back and forth, and it updates me on the latest and greatest AI tech, simulation tech, marketing strategies since yesterday.
Wow.
And that's my morning sprint, if you will. And it's a lot to take in. So, you know, just like we've, you know, companies over the years have an onboarding program for new employees or, you know, retraining and CEUs, AI is the same way. I have an onboarding to these AI bots. So like MXI Copywriter, in the coding for it, I actually had to program access to knowledge bases. Just like with an onboarding of an employee, it's saying, hey, here's your new OneDrive folder. Here's your new Udemy courses. Go through all this. It's doing the same thing.
Very, very interesting. How does ChatBoss like their coffee? Is it, I was going to say, his or her coffee?
I refrain from his or her because I found it'll go different directions and you kind of have to reel it in sometimes. Right. So that's why I've given it degendered names. So I just, you know, it's a boss. So I need that to be my MXI boss. And so, yeah, there, and even that's actually a good point. With just like with an employee who has to have regular training, regular engagement, so that, you know, you don't want a single, even a high level or an entry level employee, they all have high value and they can be significant in their roles. So you don't want them to, you know, derail a project or an effort. So you have that constant engagement. You have that retraining. You have that, you know, I learned from the military, trust but verify. So yeah. I'll have ChatBoss create. I have another AI bot that is a strategy platform, I call it, where I have, you know, 180 point questionnaire that I use for my discovery analysis of new companies I work with. And I've shown it strategic plans that I've created over the years. And so I have to go through and now do a grading criteria and I manually check all of it. So it's, hey, I know that you're doing really well at this, keep going, but I'm going to do my due diligence and make sure it emulates me every time. So I check it.
I have a question about some of that, but before we jump to that question, I have to remind everyone that your attendance here today has earned you something called a POAP, a proof of attendance protocol, which is an NFT crypto token that you can feel free to scan and mint. Redeem for future privileges in the work that Aurora is doing out there on the web. And as Web3 becomes a more central part of our business model, we hope that you'll use those POAPs to enjoy those privileges as we invent them. So start scanning that QR code. And for those of you unfamiliar with it, if you scan the QR code and you don't have a crypto wallet attached to your to redeem those POAPs to, you can just use your email address until you figure out the rest. So go ahead and do that. I'm going to be redeeming my own here shortly. Derek, what's your POAP collection up to? Just out of curiosity.
I wish I could tell you. I haven't checked in a while.
It's okay. But just as a demonstration that not everyone is totally on this Web3 thing yet, we still have big plans for this. So grab your POAPs while you can. My question for you, Justin, was around the security of the things you're sharing with these chatbots. And ChatGPT, for example, I think reserves the right to use the material that you're sharing with them to do stuff with, to use to train its larger language model to behave in certain ways. Do you have safeguards in place or guardrails or anything that I'm sure you do, but I mean, could you talk a little bit about that, how you can be confident using these open source AI tools and at the same time sharing what might be relatively sensitive information like a marketing strategy or, you know, patent analysis or whatever those might be, sharing that with an open source AI like that, and then also being able to tell your clients that, you know, their confidential and proprietary trade secrets are still under.
Yeah, so there's a couple ways to address this that I've enabled in my company. One, you know, I've had a number of level of security clearance, government security clearances. So I've been through a lot of training, a lot of briefings, debriefings. So similar to that, you know, a human is, you know, is a risk in any, you know, sensitive situation. So is OpenAI. So it's about how you train it, as well as those constant touch points. So similar to, you know, my background in the military and government contracting, where there's, you know, presentations, there's required training on how to keep things secure, you know, how to address malware and spyware and, you know, other bots, things like that, that would come against it, the information to share, you train it from day one. So like my strategy platform that I have, I don't share with anybody. And that one, when I started programming it, I went through a number of prompts and documents telling it, this is the level of security I want. Do not share this information with internal users of OpenAI. Do not share for evaluation or reference. Do not, you know, safeguard for internet access or from internet access, things like that. And just like with the military and anywhere that has a level of proprietary information, whether it's clearance or even just confidential information for a business, you have those touch points regularly with your employees saying, hey, don't share company documents. Don't, you know, use personal emails, things like that. That's the same way you would train, you know, ChatGPT or Bard or you know, Claude out there, things like that. But some of my AI bots, so this was a demo of one that's, you know, it's fairly open. I'm fine with people knowing that level of marketing, that's fine. But I do host locally on my mini server here, different AI bots. So I've programmed them. And then when I need to update them, I'll make external connections. But I do host them locally, so they're not web accessible. That way I can control them and keep different proprietary information to myself and MXI more secure. And that's something that I recommend to my clients as well is, you know, if we're going to implement an AI bot into your business, let's host it locally first, depending on the level of security that's needed. But also as we train AI threads and AI bots to represent our company, we don't want that sensitive information out there. So we've got to train them. You know, and that's really, I hit on a lot of the same thing that HR does for new employees. Start being that director of HR for everything AI.
How does it work when you train it locally? Do you have to download like some sample of the large language model and then hive it off from the internet? Or how does that mechanically get done?
So I have small stints where I will connect and activate a thread. Again, it's telling it like, you know, this thread is going to be active for the next 45 minutes. After that, go back to secure mode, and you program secure mode ahead of time, things like that. And that's where that thread, in one of my threads, I've actually created a passphrase that unless I submit this passphrase first, do not respond. And that keeps it dead. So you can do that. But you know, I also tell people, and this is my information as well, if it is such sensitive information that it is a lifeblood of your business, your brand. It is something that, you know, if one person in the entire human race got their hands on it, it was your demise. I don't recommend putting that out there just to be on the safe side. You know, there's documents that I have. So like my book, you know, I don't put it out there. I don't want to risk somebody, you know, taking my book. You know, it's something that's a pride and joy of mine. I want to share a lot of really good information. And so it's just not something I'm willing to take that risk on. So that's where a lot of my clients, when I develop strategic plans for them, I go into risk mitigation practices, risk management frameworks, things like that, because I'm preaching AI to them as a unfair advantage. So you have to be, you know, cognizant of that and really address it intelligently.
Yeah. Quick reminder for those of you in the audience, if you'd like to join the panel in the second half, we've got spots available for interlocutors, and I'm sure Justin would love to talk with you. Let us know in the chat if you'd like to be upgraded. We'll be upgrading you here in just a second. For those of you watching on social right now, we're about to say goodbye. До свидания, to the Russian botnets. And we'll see you next time on Running Into the Fog, because you have to join the panel if you want to, or join the bridge if you want to stick around for the unspeakable portion. But any final word for our friends on social? Justin, I know you're streaming to a couple of your social channels. Any final greetings for those folks before we cut them loose?
Yeah, you know, I'll leave everybody. One, thanks for having me on the show. Thanks for joining us, and hopefully you come over to the second half there. But also, you know, a big mantra that I love is, let's keep implementers implementing. Don't be afraid of the uncertainty. Go after it and figure out a solution.
Very good. With that, everyone on social, see you later. Come back next time to Running Into the Fog, and we'll keep talking here on the bridge. If you still want to join us, go to openrecon.com and register.